It's a Two Bell Tuesday, and we're going to talk about Quiddy Pay a little bit. Edge for the Colts. Colts have a decision to make about Quiddy Pay. Do you exercise the fifth-year option? $13.4 million for next year if they want to keep Quiddy Pay on that fifth-year option. If not, he becomes a free agent. Kind of a big deal, kind of a big decision for Chris Ballard and the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to talk about the Pacers tonight, late one, 9:30. Holy cow. This is about maximizing the TV window for the NBA playoffs. That's why they're doing it. The game on TNT. So they've got a doubleheader. The Pacers and the Bucks on the back end of that doubleheader. We'll see if the Pacers can end the season of the Bucks. You need to do that right now. If Antetokounmpo and Lillard, if they're out tonight, but they can come back in game six, that changes the competitive dynamic completely for this series and lifts the Bucks for a game six showdown at Cambridge Fieldhouse. And if the Bucks would happen to then win game six, you go back to Milwaukee for a game seven, and you do not want a game seven in Milwaukee. So winning game five is critical. Winning game four has put the Pacers in a position to win this series in five. That's key. End all hope. You've got your foot on the throat of an opponent. Press down until the opponent succumbs. It's a grotesque metaphor, but it's absolutely appropriate. It's what the Pacers have to do. And it's really hard the first time around. And this is the first time around for this team. The Pacers have not won a playoff series since 2014. It's been 10 years. This is a team that's got to get that done. If they can do this, they evolve into a different kind of team, a different kind of competitive team moving into the Eastern Conference semifinals, likely against the New York Knicks. We're going to talk about the Cubs a little bit. Cubs got a win last night. Good game. Good baseball game. 3-1. The Cubs get the W. Christopher Morel, a bomb in the top of the ninth to get that done in New York. And then we're going to talk about media a little bit because Matt Ryan's going to CBS. Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason out at NFL Today. Matt Ryan in. Deck chairs on the Titanic, baby. CBS. They can't wait to bore us with more people. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Jason Kelce going to the booth. Not the booth, but going to Monday Night Countdown for ESPN in all likelihood. I don't think he's signed yet, but the deal's been agreed to, and off you go. This is Breakfast with Kent for the final day of April. Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie, promo code Kent. You get up to a $1,000 signing bonus. It's fun. You know what? This kind of the time of year. Pacers, you want to put a few shekels on the game tonight? You do it at MyBookie and you enjoy yourself. You can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere at MyBookie. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. We have giveaways all the time. You must be a subscriber to be eligible for the contests that we have. And it's just more convenient. Hit the bell icon so you get an alert every time we go live. Hit the like button. That's the thumbs up. Because you know what? It's a polite thing to do. I like every video I see. I watch a video, I hit the like button. It's polite. It's nice. It's Hoosier hospitality. You want to make a donation? Make a donation. No big whoop. Include a comment. Include a question. We share it with the group. It's what we do. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about Quiddy Pay. Defensive end, first-round draft pick out of Michigan, 21st overall pick. When you take somebody with the first round, as they head into their fourth year, a team has the option to exercise a fifth-year part of that contract, an extension into a fifth year, so they don't go into free agency after a fourth. You don't have that ability with a second-round pick. It's only first-round picks, so Pay is eligible for the fifth-round or fifth-year option. It would cost the Colts $13.4 million next year. There are reasons to do it. There are reasons not to do it. A reason to do it is it appears that Quiddy Pay is in ascension. In his third year, he had more sacks than he did in his second year. In his second year, he had more sacks than he did in his first. He went from 4 to 6 to 8.5. Tackles, he went from 32 to 45 to 52. So that's kind of, that shows you that this is somebody who's growing into his competitiveness, growing into his body, bringing to bear the lessons learned over the previous year to the next year. That's kind of a big deal. All right, $13.4 million is also a big deal because you look at that defensive line, they got a lot of money tied up in that defensive line. If you got pay at $13.4 million, you got Buckner, you got Stewart, you got Ebikam, who would be in the last year of his contract next year at a cap number of $11 million. That's a lot. $84 million if you exercise that fifth-round option. $84 million.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To the defensive line for 2025, you add that to what is committed to the offensive line, and you have a hell of a commitment to the middle of that team. Closer you get to the ball, evidently, the more important you are to the Indianapolis Colts and Chris Ballard. He has said from day one, we build from the inside out. Well, you know what? He ain't lying. That is a hell of a lot of money to spend on a defensive line, and it's a hell of a lot of money to spend on an offensive line. Quiddy Pay, the decision is a little bit, it's Quiddy Pay or Samson Ebikam. Ebikam is a $3 million dead cap guy in 2025, $11 million against the cap if they keep him. It's an $8 million cap savings. So having drafted an edge in Latu to pair maybe with Pay, you're making a choice, really. And you need to make a choice between Pay and Ebikam. Keeping both is ridiculous. Keeping both hamstrings you from building at the corner spot or a little bit at the wide receiver spot. You'd still have two guys on rookie contracts in Pierce and then the recently drafted A.D. Mitchell. This is a big boy decision for Chris Ballard, deciding what he's going to do with Quiddy Pay. $84 million is a lot of cash, right? This defense with Quiddy, by the way, there's a three-year difference between Pay and Ebikam, and that's kind of a big deal, too. So Pay, 3 years younger. Ebikam, more productive, better grade on Pro Football Focus for people who pay attention to that kind of thing. Samson Ebikam, a top 15 edge, according to Pro Football Focus. And then Pay, not so much. He has his ranking 36th the last 2 years. So, 36 as a rookie, 44th as a sophomore. Last year, third-year player, 36th again. His grades, 69.6, 69.6, and then last year, 74.3. So he took a step up in score, but not in grade. So, ranking. So, there you go. We'll see what happens with that. The deadline for making that decision is Thursday. So, Ballard's got to say yay or nay to Quiddy Pay for 2025 at $13.4 million a year. He's here regardless in 2024. Pacers, tonight, huge game. In the evolution of this franchise, this is a big game. It's a huge series. If you go up 3-1 and you end it tonight and you win this thing in five and you move on to the Eastern Conference semifinals, what the Pacers will have learned is how to win. That's key in the process of winning. You kind of need to win to learn how to win, and closing out the Bucks in a game five is really critical to getting this series over with, right? You can't have it go to a sixth and risk that Giannis and Willard are going to come back. They may be back tonight. We don't know. They are game time decision as of right now. So the sooner you get this done, the better off for everybody. You hope that Halliburton's going to be okay with the back spasms. Get this thing done in five. Move on to the semifinals, likely against the Knicks, and start the process of learning how to win yet another series. And if you can do that and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, you really elevate. That's the Final Four of the NBA. You elevate the standing of this franchise for free agents that might want to come to Indianapolis, and you elevate the confidence and that kind of work ethic that would exist in a team that feels like it's just that far away from getting to the NBA Finals for the second time in franchise history. And this is a team that's built right, and you've seen teams built wrongly who are foundering. Lakers and Suns, chief among them. Lakers eliminated last night by the Nuggets. Suns swept by the T-Wolves. And then, hopefully, the Mavs take care of business against the Clippers. Would love to see the Clippers get beat. Another prefab team that's just gathered kind of star power, for lack of a better word. And that's what the NBA does. It markets its stars, which made all kinds of sense back in, you know, the days when stars mattered, with Larry Bird and Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas and Charles Barkley and on and on and on. Dominique Wilkins, a lot of stars, right? Now you've got stars who exist only to be stars. They're not that interested in what they have to do to win and justify the expense that is incurred by their employer for employing them. Kevin Durant, chief among those. Durant's just an expensive loser is what he is. You know, LeBron James still playing at a really high level. I got to tell you, LeBron James, a hell of a basketball player. The dude's almost 40, if not 40. He had 30 last night in an elimination game, lost by 2 to the Nuggets. This Pacers team, really, really young, unproven. If they can figure it out tonight, they take a huge step forward toward making 24-25 a successful season. They lose tonight. Oof. The door is open for all kinds of unpleasantness. Let's hope they get it done tonight again. Late start tonight, 9:30 on TNT. Cubs won last night, 3-1 over the Mets. Ninth inning home run by Christopher Morel lifted the Cubs, 2-run bomb, and they get the W. The night before, they almost got over the hump against the Red Sox. They were down 4-0. They tied the thing up at 4. And then Dansby Swanson, I don't know what the hell they were doing. And I know this goes back to a loss, but it's really annoying to me that you've got, with a runner on third, a fast runner on third, with less than 2 outs, you got your left fielder playing like with his back up to the Green Monster at Fenway instead of cheating in and putting himself in a position where a ball can't fall in safely and he's got a chance to throw out the runner at the plate. The runner didn't even tag. Swanson has to go out for the bloop instead of the left fielder coming in and making that play. That's just stupidity. And it galls me that the Cubs continued defensively to put themselves in a position where they can't close out wins or extend games through decent defense. Defense is important, regardless of what Moneyball says. Billy Bean didn't invent baseball, and when he starts winning championships, I'll start listening to Billy Bean a little bit closer. But you got to have good defense in order to win games. It's a 162-game season. That game Sunday night at Fenway could loom large later. Cubs right now a 1.5-game lead in the National League Central. All right, Jason Kelce is joining ESPN. He's going to be on ESPN Countdown, Monday Night Countdown. You know what ESPN is. And ESPN is what they try to do is find people with huge brand value. You get a good Q rating, you got a chance to be on ESPN. You don't have a good Q rating, they don't hire you. They are a research company that does sports media. That's what ESPN does. So, of course, Kelce is going to be a part of some broadcast in retirement on ESPN. Matt Ryan is going to CBS. I got to tell you, during the season that Matt Ryan was with the Colts, God bless Matt Ryan, very, very nice man. At his locker, I was there every single week when he talked to the media. I can't remember a single damn thing that man said. He is one of the least interesting people, talkers, that I've encountered talking to athletes for a long time. He never says anything sticky, which makes him perfect for CBS, because that's what CBS does. CBS has got guys who are paid to just make the needle bounce and be inoffensive. Matt Ryan is going to be an inoffensive member of the team on NFL Today, because nobody's ever going to remember a thing that he says. He is incapable of being interesting. Boomer Esiason, Phil Sims, goners, which is fine. They haven't been relevant in the NFL as players in about 35 years. Their time to entertain us, inform us, enlighten us has passed. There's an evolution of a career, unless you let rise to the level of a John Madden, who is always going to be relevant, always sounded like Sunday. Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims, God bless them, more interesting men who know a lot about football, not terribly compelling in their delivery of sports insight. So again, long careers at CBS. God bless. Enjoy yourselves, both approaching 70. And so, you know what? Nothing wrong with that. Hubie Brown, hell, Hubie Brown as an analyst for the Pacers-Bucks game the other night, fantastic. He's 90. You can do this job forever. Age has nothing to do with it. But you know what? If you're dull, if you're boring, it's tough. It's tough to justify continued employment. Again, unless you're at CBS. Hell, they've been boring from the jump. And have kept their jobs for a long time. Matt Ryan, replacing them, he will rise to their level of tedium in what he brings to us. Who watches NFL Today? Are you kidding? Nobody. I wouldn't. Those pregame shows are horrifyingly dull. Nobody watches them. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great Brian Wilkes celebrating a birthday. Brian Wilkes, meteorologist at Fox 59, long-time meteorologist, one of the most entertaining men in media, never boring. Mario Masolamani celebrating a birthday. Harold Bontrager, Josh Chitwood, Dominique McFarlane, happy birthday. The great Matt Moore, Nicholas McDaniel, Paul Brandt, and Ryan Akers, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else that is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other up. Don't pull each other down. We are in an age where people are just plain, they live to annoy one another. Don't do that. Don't be a part of that. Live to lift each other. Be nice. Treat people well. They're not there to annoy you. Don't be there to annoy them. It's easy. We'll talk to you later today in just a few minutes on WGCL in Bloomington, 1370 AM, 98.7 FM, Bloomington's Voice, fantastic local radio station in Bloomington. You can also hear it at WGCLradio.com.